WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 66 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. A woman is dead and two men were injured from gunfire early yesterday morning during a disturbance at a College Station home. Police arrested 39-year-old Ronald McNeil of College Station on charges of murder and two counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. The woman who was killed was identified as 19-year-old Lacey LaRose of College Station. The men were treated for gunshot wounds to the leg and arm. The Texas Senate has passed legislation that would require a supermajority of local governments to pass property tax rate changes. Among the supporters is Brazos County Senator Charles Schwartner, who thinks homeowners are greatly concerned about property taxes.
I think it should be harder to raise taxes than lower them, to be quite frank. And putting in place a supermajority rule before commissioners, courts, and municipalities, city councils can raise taxes, I think is a reasonable step in being judicious with how much we expect in tax revenue from our citizens.
The proposal calls for 60% passage from city councils, county commissions, and school boards instead of 50%. The Texas House has advanced a bill supported by John Rainey of Bryan to amend uses of the hotel occupancy tax in Bryan and College Station.
That was a bill that both cities requested. They can build additional parks with their hotel motel tax if they choose to.
House Bill 3692, which now moves to the Senate, applies only to the Twin Cities. The first proposal to tighten chemical storage regulations in the 2 years since the West fertilizer plant explosion that killed 15 people has passed the legislature's lower chamber. Representative Kyle Cassell of rural Brazos County authored House Bill 942.
That has all to do with how ammonium nitrate is stored. So we're going to codify the rules we put in place, continue our working relationship with the fire marshal, and move the Tier 2 reporting system from the Department of State Health Services to the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality that's better suited to handle that regulation.
The proposal heads to the Senate after passing the House on a voice vote. Blinn College trustees are holding special meetings the next 3 days to interview their four finalists for district president. Trustees President Douglas Bohart invites everyone to meet the candidates today and tomorrow in Bryan and Brenham.
There is really no scripted format for this. It basically becomes a format where they get to ask the candidate questions and listen to the responses from those candidates.
Those who attend the forums are asked to fill out feedback forms that will be forwarded to the board for their review. A schedule is on our website at WTAW.com. The new First Family of Texas A&M has hit the ground running.
The first day on the job for new President Michael Young and his wife Marty included visiting with the media.
We are absolutely delighted to be here. This is an extraordinary university, and I think this is a wonderful time in the history of this university. It's on a great trajectory.
Mrs. Young, who was active at the University of Washington as a non-compensated volunteer, was asked about her personal and professional interests.
Both of those things revolve around this guy right now. I'm not entirely sure what my involvement will be here. I kind of like to go where there's a need.
Young spent 6 hours the day before at the A&M System Chancellor's Office, in part looking at supporting faculty research at what is now a top 20 institution for research funding. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Bryan Broadcasting's sports radio is expanding. The announcement of Zone 1150 is also that it's also being heard on 102.7 FM was made on the Louis Belina Show.
The FM-only people can listen to the Zone. People that prefer to listen on the FM band can listen on the Zone. But the AM hardcores and the AM lovers, you don't have to go anywhere. You can leave it on 1150 like you have it right now. It's whatever you pick.
The Zone 102.7 FM is now on the air. WTAW News Time is 8:09 at 67 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube. More news at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition Oil and Lube. And while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience, and that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers, like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Tradition Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash or at East William Joel Bryan next to the main post office.
Make your way to speedtest.suddenlink.com. right now, if you haven't done so already, because you're going to find out just how impressive their download capability is compared to what you're running if you're not with Suddenlink. Their minimum speed is 50 meg. maximum 150 meg. And if you haven't experienced this, your files are going to fly down. Upload videos much faster. You can stream HD movies so fast, you'll forget you're streaming them. It'll be just like regular over cable. So to find out more, what you need to do is take that speed test challenge at speedtest.suddenlink.com today and get the fastest broadband internet for prices starting at just $35 a month. No contracts at all when you're dealing with Suddenlink, so switch to Suddenlink today. And when you do, you'll get the 30-day We Promise money-back guarantee. You can stop by the local Suddenlink store. It's 4114 East 29th Street, right down there by KBTX, or it's just as easy as it can be at suddenlink.com. But it would be faster if you had the download speed that they have with the 50 meg.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, May 9th, it's Fencing 101 to graduate level. Fencing products and construction have changed. If you have a fence to build or maintain, this class is for you. This week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
It's 8:11. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Partly to mostly sunny weather in the forecast for today. Temperatures will make their way up to about 80 this afternoon. It'll be partly cloudy tonight, lows near 65. Becoming cloudy tomorrow with a chance for a shower or a thunderstorm during the day, breezy and close to 80. Some showers, thunderstorms in the forecast for tomorrow night. Lows will fall back to 65 to 70. Partly sunny, maybe a shower or thunderstorm Wednesday, breezy. Highs on Wednesday around 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620. WTAW.
There you go. All right, so Patrick, if I say click hole to you, do you know what that means?
No.
Do you know click hole?
No.
Okay. Well, it's kind of interesting. The Onion's BuzzFeed doppelganger called Clickhole.
Oh, okay, yes.
Has become a force on the social web in its own right, separate and apart from The Onion.
Just read that story this morning.
The Onion is kind of a fun thing. And actually, it used to, I remember, it was back a long time ago, gone up to the Northeast someplace, and I brought back, because it was before Ben was on the board and wasn't going up to D.C. as much, actually brought back a printed paper copy of The Onion, which doesn't get distributed in the United States very much, but it was in the Northeast.
I think they had some in Austin for a while, too.
Yeah, they did. Well, they haven't actually issued an actual paper since 2013. They've gotten away from that. But it's interesting, because if you're familiar with The Onion, obviously they go in and they kind of mine stuff from real newspapers like the New York Times or Washington Post. But the deal is, as those publications have changed their look, especially online, The Onion really hasn't. And as a result, they were kind of missing out on one of the strategic weapons that they had to be who they are, and that is to call BS on all sorts of stuff out there.
Yeah.
So they have kind of tried to expand a little bit, and that's Clickhole is part of that.
Well, they're so good at it, there's a portion of Reddit called Not the Onion, and it's for news stories that seem so ridiculous you think they're onion stories.
Exactly. So there is a story in the current issue of The Atlantic, if you want to read it. And The Atlantic does some pretty good in-depth pieces, and I've just kind of scanned this. I haven't gotten a chance to read the whole thing. But it's about The Onion and what it does and what it is. And personally, I think it's fabulously funny, but just, you know, if that's your sense of humor. Here's a shocker. The show will not go on for the Duck Commander musical. The Las Vegas show about the Robertson family, featured on A&E's Duck Dynasty. Well, basically, it's closing. See, they put it on Vegas. Is it the Rio, I think? Someplace, anyhow. Less than a two-month run. Tickets were originally set to sell through June 30, but after getting a lukewarm reception, the producers decided just to pull the plug early, so doesn't work.
Yeah, a few duck calls go a long way.
Well, again, yeah. And, you know, I saw two episodes of Duck Dynasty, and it was cute and amusing. I like the fact they sat down and prayed at the end of the show. You know, they're always sitting around the table together. And just some stuff like that. But it just, the shark got here.
That was one of my guilty pleasures for a while.
Was it?
Yeah.
It was a 680-seat theater inside the Rio and had been renovated just for the musical. But, you know, what the heck.
It's just money for them.
That's right. Doesn't matter. They'll make that up in the slot machines in 20 minutes. They may go on a national tour, though. We'll see if that works. Hello.
Hey, the Duck Dynasty musical's already been done. It was at the end of Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Yeah, you're right. You're exactly right. A great movie.
Yes, it was.
That's almost, I'm not sure if it's there yet in my mind, but it's almost like Die Hard. If I'm you know, going through the channels, if I'm surfing through the channels, and
that's
I
a mandatory
see Die
stop.
Hard, I stop. If I see Raising Arizona, I stop. And I think that probably Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, I pretty much stop.
I would agree with that.
Yeah, it's oh, for sure. It's pretty good stuff.
Gopher?
Dapper Dan Man. Yeah.
I actually have a can of that pomade. It was a promotional thing. It's got George Clooney's face on it.
We thought you was a toad.
Yeah.
Sorry. We actually used Royal Crown pomade, I think, and greased all the door handles on the high school one weekend. The fun was showing up early on Monday morning and watching the janitor try to open the door. But yeah,
excellent.
I hope you tipped him extra.
There's somebody good right night. Now yeah, that's going, it was him.
Yeah, that's a simpler time. And the statute of limitations ran out a long time ago, decades ago. Hey, Florida couple been arrested for stealing some meat and hiding it down their pants. Doris Rowe, 48, and 52-year-old Kenneth Edwards were in the Winn-Dixie in DeLand, Florida, and apparently putting products into their pants. The manager stopped Ms. Rowe. She had allegedly whacked him in the neck. In the frenzy, police say that she dropped the pack of pork ribs and two packs of detergent and several water filters that she'd stolen. The pair allegedly fled the store in a truck. They were apprehended a short while later. Aside from that, it was just perfect.
I believe that would be stoled.
Probably so, yeah. Got to appreciate the drunk who calls the police himself. A driver suspected of being drunk called Houston PD inadvertently in the wee hours of the morning, claiming he was attacked by a security guard at a club. He also claimed that he hadn't been drinking.
No.
After police went to the club and determined that he hadn't been assaulted either, he still kept calling police and insisting that he was. Finally, the patrol unit watched him swerving in a parking lot, eventually going airborne, hitting a Fry's Electronics sign. He was arrested.
Wow. Golly.
What can I say? Just fine. YouTube, supposed to do a week-long residency on NBC's Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon back in 2014, but Bono's bicycle accident put an end to that. The band will be back on the show Friday as the only guest for the hour. What? They're going to do a YouTube...
YouTube-a-looza?
You know what? I'm not the demo. That's fine. They want to do that. I think that'll be great. Hope it works out for them and all that kind of stuff. But, yeah, I think I'd probably just be passing right through that one. All right, it's 8:18.
Congratulations to Cornerstone Home Health, voted Best Home Health Agency in the 2014 Best of the Brazos. Cornerstone Home Health provides an effective continuum of care at home, from skilled nursing and therapists to loving caregivers to help with bathing, companionship, med management, Alzheimer's care, and more. Cornerstone Home Health brings many of the services offered in a hospital or nursing home to individuals in their own homes. Call Anthony Fava, Texas A&M Class of 06, for a free consultation, 776-5620. Cornerstone Home Health.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor in the studio with BBB Bill. Bill from the Better Business Bureau is here. What's going on today, bud?
Hey, Kevin. I just wanted to talk to the business owners. I know you guys have a lot of listeners who are business owners out there, and let them know, what do you do as a business owner if a consumer files a complaint on your company?
Okay.
I've got a couple of examples, but one is we had a company that... had a complaint filed against them by a consumer. And you need to understand, as business owners, BBB is a neutral party in these things. We want the company and the consumer to kind of get things right between themselves. And we kind of help prod that along.
You just act as the intermediary?
Yes. And we don't take sides and we don't judge. So know that up front. Anyway, once we get a complaint from a consumer, we contact the company involved. And it has to be a company in our region, which is 18 counties. But let's just say, for all intents and purposes, it happens here in Bryan College Station, because this is our largest population center. We had a company get a complaint. A consumer had run out of a prescription, and they called the office to get a refill. The office said That's a narcotic, and you have to come in because it's been greater than 6 months since we saw you. She said, I don't like that. I can't come in. I just need it refilled. She ended up filing a complaint with BBB. Of course, we only end up with her side of the story until we hear the company's side. Well, the doctor involved just kind of pushed it off to the side. At the end of 29 days, BBB has to complete that thing. So
okay.
What happened was I ran by, it was a local company, so I ran by their office and I explained to them that we don't judge, we don't take sides. And so the next day, the doctor did reply by email to the lady who handles all our complaints. And essentially what he said was, by federal law, we have to see a client again if it's been longer than 6 months since we saw them and they're dealing with narcotics. So that kind of cleared it up for us.
What would happen if he didn't come in and clear it up?
If he didn't come in and clear it up after that 29 days, we have an electric prod system. We actually close out the complaint as a no response, which is going to drop that company's letter grade somewhat.
Okay.
And hopefully that gets their attention, and they'll end up calling us or sending us an email reply. We just want their side of the story.
After the fact, though, if they do reply, does that reinstate the better grade for them?
Well, it depends on how it goes. But, yes, they can. They have up to a year and a half to come back to us. So that's some information for our business owners on how to handle complaints. Now, if it's an accredited business that we're dealing with, they've signed on the dotted line, Kevin. They've agreed that they will go into mediation if necessary or even arbitration with a consumer to help resolve things.
Folks have questions or comments, where do they go?
Well, they can go to bbb.org online or they can call us at 979-260-2222.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it. Always
Thanks,
a pleasure.
Kevin.
Our community segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full-service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you. According to a recent nutritional study, Americans are wasting their money on vitamins. Not by taking vitamins, no, you need your vitamins, but by taking poor quality vitamins. Truth is, many of those discount brands are very poor quality, and your body just doesn't get the needed benefit. Did you know that the body can only absorb a limited amount of vitamin B at any one time? Yeah, the rest is expelled and wasted. Which is why Be Active from the Activate Company is time-released, so that you get the full benefit of all the vitamins. And Be Active is 100% pharmaceutical grade vitamins made in an FDA approved American lab. Now don't let your money go down the drain with inferior vitamin B. Get your money's worth and let your body feel the difference in quality. Go to activateproducts.com. That's active and the number 8 products.com or call them toll free 800-465-4411. 800-465-4411. If you had met Fred, you wouldn't think of him in any other way except a musician and orchestrator. Now, he led a jazz group during what is now known as the Golden Age of Jazz. And oh, was that sound popular. More people were listening to jazz in the 1920s than listen to rock and roll today. Now, if you know much about music, then you know about Fred Waring. As the 20s roared on, many things changed, including music. Music is always evolving, and Fred was always right out in front. But what changed even more was where his music was heard. After years on the road and playing nightclubs and dance halls, Fred was now on radio and on many records. In fact, even throughout the Depression of the 1930s, when many people didn't know where the next meal was coming from, Fred's recordings continued selling like hotcakes. Radio itself was new, and it was sweeping the country. But everything was not all roses. You see, there was a clash in those days between the radio and the copyright claims for recorded music. Radio stations played music from the records, and they were making money from them. but the artists weren't getting much of it. And since Fred depended on the money coming from both radio and records, he lobbied hard to ensure that the authors of recorded music got paid for their work. A little later in the 1940s, Fred had a new group called Glee Club. It's ironic that his own college, the University of Pennsylvania, turned him away when he applied to lead their Glee Club. These days, that same university claims them as one of their most famous and revered alumni. And he was a man of his time, and when records became popular, he recorded them. When popular music began to take off on the radio, he was on the radio. And in the 1950s, with the advent of television, Fred had his own television show. But there's more. Much more. You see, Fred couldn't always find a sponsor for his television show, so he started inventing his own sponsor. He developed a whole line of kitchen products that he sold to his audience. In fact, he collaborated with the Hamilton Beach Company to invent a kitchen device that has sold approximately 500 million units to date. And I'll bet you have one. It's a little-known fact that music man Fred Waring invented, developed, and produced the first blender, the Waring blender, of course.
So, you want to be a hero. Here are some ways to get the job. Hunt down that killer shark. Or run into a burning house to save a kitten. Luckily, there's an easier way to become a hero. Call 911 if you see someone experiencing the symptoms of stroke, sudden weakness on one side, or trouble speaking, walking, or seeing. Stroke. Know the signs. Act in time. You'll be a real hero.
Brought to you by the Brazos Valley Regional Advisory Council. Visit bvrac.org.
Improving a fishy business. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Many doctors extol the health benefits of fish, but at the same time, fish stocks are dwindling worldwide. This is driving a growing demand for sustainably harvested seafood, and many retailers are turning to developing countries to supply it. UC Davis researcher Jim Sancurico says special partnerships between fishers and buyers could boost the supply. These fishery improvement projects provide access to international markets in exchange for a commitment to future sustainability. But Sancurico and his colleagues write in the journal Science that the path to sustainability isn't always smooth.
We found that two-thirds of the fisheries get market access, but they're not moving on to stages where the changes and reforms occur.
He says that better fisheries management, regulation, and monitoring will be necessary to ensure that seafood coming from these partnerships is sustainable. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Why should you choose Elms Orthodontics? Dr. Troy Elms is great at what he does. Since 1991, he's been creating beautiful smiles. He can take your smile from now to wow using the latest equipment and treatment for children, teens, and adults. Elms Orthodontics also offers the Orthomobile for your student-aged child and convenient payment plans, too. Go to drelms.com and check out our now to wow images. Schedule your appointment, meet our great team, and get one step closer to that beautiful smile. 693-6300.
It could be argued that Tesla's CEO, Elon Musk, is our 21st century Thomas Edison. 100 years ago, Edison's inventions changed the course of human history. You may think you know Elon Musk for his Tesla electric cars, but he's also the inventor of PayPal. He did that when he was 28. Then there's the Hyperloop, a series of pods running inside low-pressure tubes that shoots its passengers between L.A. and San Francisco at 760 miles per hour. And of course, there's SpaceX, the reusable rocket system to ferry people and supplies to the space station. Then it returns and lands vertically back on Earth, just like those 1950s science fiction movies. And now his latest. Musk calls it the Powerwall. His goal is to fundamentally change the way we use electricity. The Powerwall is made of lithium-ion batteries. It charges up at night when rates are lower. Then, during the day, it powers your home using all that inexpensive electricity it took the night before. This isn't a pipe dream. Powerwall goes on sale everywhere in early 2017. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
Start your own business? They say you're crazy to put everything on the line to be your own boss. But not GoDaddy. They like that courageous, passionate kind of crazy. They can help you put the idea or business you're crazy passionate about online. With their Get Online Today toolkit, you get a memorable domain name, a professional website, and personalized email powered by Microsoft Office 365. Sound expensive? It's not. For a limited time, GoDaddy's Get Online Today toolkit is just $1 a month. just $1 with the purchase of an annual plan. Starting your dream business or putting your business online isn't crazy. Passing on GoDaddy.com's Get Online Today toolkit for only $1 a month, that's a little crazy. They've helped millions of small business owners, and they can help you too. Try the Get Online Today toolkit from GoDaddy.com and get a domain name, a website, and email for only $1 a month. Oh yeah, web hosting and 24/7 live customer support, totally free. GoDaddy.com/Kim. That's GoDaddy.com/Kim.
Domain included with annual plan only. See site for details.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Save big on Kubota products during the More Power to You sales event. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:30. It's 69 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Dr. Michael Reese, exceptional restorative and cosmetic dentistry. Voted Texas Monthly's Texas Super Dentist 11 years in a row. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. A College Station man was arrested for shooting and killing a woman and shooting and injuring two men. 39-year-old Ronald McNeil was booked in the Brazos County Jail last night on charges of murder, two counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, and deadly conduct. The woman who was killed was identified as 19-year-old Lacey LaRose of College Station. College Station police did not release the identities of the injured, a 23-year-old Bryan man who was shot in the leg, and 29-year-old San Antonio man who was hit in the arm with bullet shrapnel. A CSPD officer reported hearing multiple gunshots, then seeing muzzle flashes from the front of a home in the 900 block of San Benito. Witnesses told investigators McNeil was a neighbor who was involved in a disturbance when he pulled out a handgun and started firing. Police did not disclose what caused the disturbance. Blinn College trustees want your opinions for the final four finalists for district president. Board President Douglas Bohart says after each of the candidates finished speaking to those attending forums today and tomorrow in Bryan and Brenham, they'll be asked to fill out a feedback form.
Those forms will then be collected by an individual, sealed immediately, and then all of those forms will come directly to the board without anyone else having any knowledge of what the contents are.
Bohart says the forums will also be televised at all four Blinn campuses, and feedback will be collected at the remote locations.
Go out and meet these candidates, because once we employ one of them, part of their job and responsibility as a president of a community college is to be active and be seen in the communities that we serve. It's not just a president for Blinn College, it's a president for all of the communities in our service area.
A schedule of the candidate appearances are on our website at WTAW.com. The Blinn Board has set special meetings the next 3 days to interview the finalists, who were chosen from a field of 42 applicants. The new president of Texas A&M is officially at work.
Michael Young's first day included a media conference where topics included opposition to the Board of Regents' decision to change the official university seal. Young's response addressed Aggie traditions.
I'm going to participate enthusiastically in the traditions, but the Aggieland and the Aggies all over the world are the keepers of the tradition, and they're going to help educate us and help us understand and make sure we know which ones are really important and vital to the university, and we will honor and respect those.
Young also told reporters he's planning no dramatic changes in his leadership team after the system chancellor directed vice presidents to submit open-ended resignations.
I have no intention, as I think my past experience will reflect, of coming in and doing a bloodletting. I mean, we will look to work to organize the senior leadership team in a way that best serves the university, I think.
Joining the president was his wife, Marty, who was a full-time non-compensated volunteer at the University of Washington.
I'm not entirely sure what my involvement will be here yet. I find that in the university setting, I just really like being with the staff.
Young says he's formed no opinion yet about the legislature allowing concealed carrying of weapons in campus buildings and reviving the A&M football series with Texas. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The Texas Senate has approved legislation to limit the amount state universities can raise tuition.
I think the responsibility of the legislature was somewhat abdicated back in 2003, and I think the policy of deregulation has simply failed. It is critical that we maintain access and affordability to higher education. It's critical for those students and those families, but also critical for the future economy of Texas.
Brazos County Senator Charles Schwertner added caps to the increases.
For the next two academic years, if that bill were to become law, that amount that it can be raised would be inflation plus 1%. Thereafter, when the bill becomes fully effective, it would be inflation plus 3%.
Tuition increases would be based on meeting performance measures, including on-time graduation rates, how many first-generation graduates they produce, how many lower-division courses are taught by tenured faculty, and how much outside research they generate. A bill passed in the Texas House could bring new parks with athletic facilities to Bryan College Station.
We'll go for the building of new parks and ballparks and other sorts of centers that are recreational, I guess, to attract out-of-town visitors to our community.
State Representative John Rainey of Bryan says House Bill 3692 is a local bill and only applies to Bryan and College Station. The first proposal to tighten chemical storage regulations in Texas in the 2 years since the West fertilizer plant explosion that killed 15 people has passed the House. House Bill 942, written by Representative Kyle Cassell of rural Brazos County, advances to the Senate after clearing the House on a voice vote.
These chemicals are needed in everyday business, whether it's agriculture or any other business, but they need to be handled safely. And, you know, I think we've done a good job. This just does a better job. The reporting's better. It's clearer. We're utilizing our technology and construction. Life's good, and we're doing what's right.
Rules would be strengthened for storing ammonium nitrate, a common but non-flammable and highly combustible ingredient in fertilizer, establishes procedures for fire prevention at storage facilities, and requires them to report hazardous chemicals to state environmental authorities. Today is the first day you can listen to Bryan Broadcasting's Sports Radio 1150 The Zone on 102.7 FM. The announcement was made on the Louis Belina Show.
Tex-Ags Radio, Chip Howard, Aggie football, Aggie basketball, Aggie baseball. You know, we run A&M softball, A&M soccer on a part of the Bryan Broadcasting family. We do Astros, we do Rangers, we do Texans. You had the Super Bowl, March Madness. Because of your love for us, that's why we get to bring you The Zone 102.7 FM. Starting on Monday.
More information is on the Louis Belina podcast online at zone1150.com. WTAW News Time is 8:36. It's 69 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Dr. Michael Reese. More news today at noon or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Do you wear dentures? Imagine never having to remove them again. No messy glues and being able to eat any food you want. It's possible with implant-retained New You dentures from inventor Dr. Michael Reese. Virtually identical to real teeth, implant-retained New You dentures stay in all day, every day, and can change your life. Isn't it time you had natural-looking, fully functional teeth? Move up to implant-retained New You dentures. Learn more at drreese.com.
Good morning. It's 8:37. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Sunshine, we'll certainly see that today. We'll also see a few passing clouds, so it ends up being partly to mostly sunny around the region. Temperatures today close to 80, partly cloudy tonight, 65. Tomorrow, clouds will move in. They could be followed by a shower or a thunderstorm. It'll be breezy tomorrow with highs near 80. Chance of a shower or thunderstorm tomorrow night, 65 to 70. Partly sunny Wednesday, maybe a shower or a thunderstorm, breezy and near 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Boy, yesterday was just about perfect.
Oh, man,
yeah,
was
I couldn't
it.
Disagree with that.
Yeah, a couple of days, actually, Saturday and Sunday were just about.
Got my first pool day of the season.
Oh, there you go. Well, again, we had a nice little cool breeze, which made it just good as it could be, I think. So few words have a birthday so precise and so precisely known as couch potato. It was on July 15th, 1976, we're told, that couch potato came into being, uttered by Tom Osino of Pasadena, California, during a telephone interview. He's a member of a Southern California group, humorously opposing the fads of exercise and health and diet in favor of vegetating, rather, in front of the TV and eating junk food. But their lives centered around television, you see. That's what it was about. The boob tube, as it was first called in 1966. So they called themselves boob tubers. Okay? Tom, for his part, thought it would be brilliant just to substitute the word potato as a synonym for tuber. Okay? Thinking about what it would be like if there were a potato actually watching the tube, and he came up with couch potato, or so the story goes, as told in the subsequent registration of couch potato as a trademark. In any case, when they saw the new phrase reach the ears of Robert Armstrong, who was another member of the BoobTubers. What he did is he drew the first picture of a cartoon of a couch that has a potato on top of it in front of a TV. Thus, they come up with the couch potatoes, registered the trademark, and they began merchandising couch potato paraphernalia, from T-shirts to dolls. And he published a newsletter that was called The Tuber's Voice, and then the Couch Potato Newsletter. Now, the story would have ended there, and Couch Potato would have passed into the fad like a pet rock or something like that. But since the 70s, the tube has grown more alluring and the couch potato culture more compelling, especially with the 1980 invention of the zapper or remote control. No longer a cartoon character, the couch potato now is part of us. Couch Potato, 1976, July 15th, just saying. History Channel, producing a remake of Roots. It's added one of the original cast members, LeVar Burton, as a co-executive producer. Of course, he played Kunta Kinte in the original series. Said, there is a huge audience of contemporary young Americans who do not know the story of Roots or its importance. I believe now is the right time to tell the story so that we can all be reminded of its impact on our culture and identity. The series will be simulcast on History, A&E, and Lifetime next year. Then it'll be on Oxygen continuously for 4 days. I'm kidding. I don't know that.
Did you hear about Texas Rising? History Channel's also doing that.
Oh, no.
I want to see that.
I'm holding my breath. I hope they get it right.
But. Well, that's kind of my concern.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, we'll see.
Memorial Day.
Memorial Day?
Yeah, okay. It looks, at least the trailers look
It's cinematic. Yeah, no, it'd be great to watch in the theater, but that's where you watch fiction, not documentaries.
Yeah, that's history. Right. Speaking of the theater, a lot of people were there. Critics liked it. The audiences turned out in droves for Avengers Age of Ultron, giving it the second biggest domestic opening weekend ever, $187.7 million. That's about as much money as Mayfield made, wasn't it? Or Mayweather made, isn't it?
Yeah, about that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
okay, anyway. But although old Ultron fell short of the original Avengers' $207 million, it continued to bring in big money where it debuted last weekend. So through Sunday, Age of Ultron had made $627 million worldwide.
Well, good for them.
Somebody in this building has gone to see it twice already.
Okay.
Oh, they must have used up my ticket because I'm not going.
Yeah. Well, again, like I said, I've missed like that Vin Diesel movie. I've missed the first six, yeah. So is there any reason to go now? So this is about superheroes, right?
Yes.
And I was listening to the sports show that the Eagle does on 1150 last week, and they were discussing how, you know, there really is, you know, it's kind of, the superheroes are kind of tiered according to their powers. You know, this one can do this, this one can do this, and apparently there's one guy who has a bow and arrow, and that's all he has, you know? There is a hierarchy to superherodom, right?
Sure.
And being able to, like, send out a lightning bolt or something is pretty cool, or an ice flash or something, but to get a bow and arrow is kind of, you know, not that big a deal. Just saying. You do this, and, oh, by the way, I'll stop traffic with my bow and arrow.
Yeah. Mr. Down says there will be a Texas Rising at Cinemark.
Oh, is that right?
Showing it on one night.
Oh, very good.
He didn't say which night.
Okay. One studio exec thinks that the aforementioned Mayweather-Pacquiao fight kept some people from theaters. But in the U.S., only about 4 million were expected to watch the boxing match. The fight began just before midnight Eastern time.
And boy, were there a bunch of people upset about that fight.
Why?
The people who never watched boxing before that night.
Why were they upset?
It was not exactly the most aggressive fight, shall we say.
All right, yeah.
I
didn't see any cuts on either one of them in their little post-news conference.
Very pity-pat, from what I understand. Well, I didn't watch it. I wouldn't spend $99.
Mayweather fought the same fight. He fought 47 times before. Pacquiao was supposed to bring something different to finally best him, and he didn't.
Now, I saw a report today, and I didn't read it. I just saw the headline that Mayweather said he's going to fight one more time.
He's obligated to.
Okay, and then he's going to retire, and he'll end up with the exact same record as Rocky Marciano. And then he'll vacate the crown. So we'll see.
Again, I don't get boxing. I just don't get it.
And there's no one else he can fight. He's going to have trouble finding the 49th.
Well, yeah, and again, these guys are past their prime. Let's go make some money. Nobody gets hurt. So it was like wrestling with gloves. Is that it?
It was a lot of theater.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's fine.
Well, they had to back the start time up because the pay-per-view couldn't load. People were calling in last minute.
Really?
You know, the old adage, you had one job, Cable.
Well, he probably wasn't the only one, but Tom Brady was both at the Kentucky Derby and the fight. And they even had a news story that the airport in Las Vegas couldn't handle all the private jets coming in.
That's probably right. I could believe that. Well, the deal is, and I'd seen a story Saturday in the Wall Street Journal, they were talking about how these fights always start late anyway. That there had never been a fight by either Mayweather or Pacquiao, I guess a title fight, that had started before midnight Eastern time. It just hadn't. And they said the last time that Pacquiao fought, he's a big Boston Celtics fan. And, you know, they were talking about how everything tips off or kicks off at a specific time. I mean, you can put money on it.
Yep.
But boxing matches, not so much. Part of it is the undercard, but part of it also has to do with the boxers. And they said that Pacquiao's a big Boston Celtics fan, and he wanted to finish watching the basketball game. And, you know, his handlers knew not to disturb him. So when the basketball game was over, he figured, okay, let's lace up and go fight. So apparently it's an ongoing thing with boxing. We'll see. Will boxing ever come back from this? And my thought is probably not. While we're talking about sports and watching and that kind of thing, the NFL draft picked up 7 million total viewers on day one last week. That's the second best result ever, only passed by the 2010 draft when Tim Tebow was the number one pick of the Denver Broncos. There were 7.3 million.
That really surprises me because it was a nothing draft.
Well, you know, again, and I don't know. I have no idea what, you know, where they get the numbers or any of that kind of stuff, so. I'm not interested in it on much any level at all, except that it was fun. It was fun the year before because you kept waiting, going, when are they going to draft Johnny?
Yeah.
I mean, when are they going to do that? So there was some interest there. But since you knew who the top two were going to be, I guess the drama would have been gone, would be my thought. But anyhow, there you go. It's 8:47.
This is Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Katie Dempsey, joined today by David Cooper from the South Brazos County Fire Department.
We are having a crawfish and barbecue on the 9th of May. I'd like to invite anybody and everybody out. We do this once a year. We're going to be doing also a silent auction there on the site. So if you want to come in and bid on some stuff, we all do this so we can afford the natural expenses of the fire department, which is the gas and any other extra stuff, extra gear that we might need. We're trying to make the fire department safer. So like last year, we got some thermal imaging cameras to make it to where we can see the fire, even if it's a total blackout situation. So,
wow. So yeah, just daily operational expenses.
Yes, ma'am. It's the fuel is a big expense, as everybody knows. And of course, insurance, it's a high risk job. So the insurance is a little higher. So we have to afford some of that too. So
this is just an easy event that anyone in the community can come out to. And
yes, ma'am.
Where is it located?
It's located right there in Welborn, right across from the old unit store, which is Welborn Grocery now. It's at Station 1. We'll have a fire truck set outside so if the kids want to come by. And that'll also give you a landmark to know where to turn into. We'll start serving at 10 o'clock, and we're going to serve until we run out. We have gone and bought more stuff this year. I know it ended a little early last year, so for those people that came out late last year, if you come out late this year, I guarantee we're going to have some food.
What kind of silent auction items do y'all have?
I know we have some Disneyland tickets. That's one of our bigger ones. We also have a weed eater. There's just all kind of stuff.
Everything is going to sound sad after that Disneyland trip.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are going to be going for that one. And we're also selling, we have 3 guns that we're raffling off. We still have a few tickets left. So if anybody would like to, they can get a hold to anybody with the South Brazos County Fire Department. We all have tickets that we're selling for a rifle and a shotgun and an AR.
And how much is the crawfish going to cost? Or is it just come out, everything's free, and it's a donation? Or how's it going to work?
Everything's $8. It's $8 a pound for crawfish or $8 a plate. And we have brisket, ribs, sausage, and all the fixings. So if, like I say, it's come out, and a lot of people last year just gave what they wanted to give, whatever their heart felt free to give.
So this is a crawfish boil and a barbecue.
Yes, ma'am. We're actually going to start barbecuing the Friday night before, and we'll be barbecuing all night.
Is there a website where I could direct people for more information?
Yes, ma'am. It's sbcfd.net. That's the fire department website. On there, I also want to promote, it's real hard for us to see the signs at people's houses at night, and we have a little thing on our website that directs you to a place where you can get reflective signs so we can see the address at night.
Oh, okay, so you're talking house numbers.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. See, that's something I never would have thought of.
Yes, ma'am. Smoke detectors, anybody that's in our district, we have smoke detectors. We got on a grant. So if they want to come out to the fire department, we'll fill out a little paperwork. We'll even assist them in installing the smoke detectors if they can't do it. Because I know there's a few people around our neighborhoods that just can't get on a ladder anymore or whatever. Don't worry. We'll come in and we'll install them and make sure they're working properly for you.
I might have to take y'all up on that. I got a fear of heights, David.
All right. Yeah, and we have to change them twice a year just to make sure.
Find all this information and more at sbcfd.net. I'm Katie Dempsey, and this is Bravo Brazos Valley.
Well, plumbing problems, you've either had them or you will, because everybody does. Doesn't matter whether it's a business or a home. At some point, you will have a plumbing problem. When you've got that, who are you going to call? Well, let me recommend somebody to you. It's ABC Home and Commercial Services. ABC's highly experienced plumbing specialist can tackle any plumbing issue. Be clogged drains, leaks, garbage disposal. They can even, of course, replace fixtures for you, too. Plus, all of their plumbing specialists are fully licensed and available 7 days a week. So when you've got plumbing needs, you can give the experts in plumbing and customer service a call. Remember this, and it's important. Each and every one of ABC's plumbers has undergone a thorough background screening. They've been looked at very carefully before they're ever allowed to put on that ABC uniform. And remember, they've got service available for you, fully licensed service, 7 days a week. Call Bobby Jenkins, A&M Class of 81. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
This commercial is about high-speed internet. If you have high-speed internet and you are happy with your service, then you don't need to listen. If you're unhappy with your service, don't have high-speed internet, or can't get high-speed internet, then this commercial is for you. Starfire has high-speed internet available virtually anywhere, virtually everywhere. Whether you live in the country, city, or anywhere in between, Starfire Satellite can provide you with the high-speed internet you've been looking for. With several different packages to choose from, Starfire can help you find the right one for your home or business. Call Starfire at 776-2215. That's 776-2215. Or 1-800-432-DISH. That's 1-800-432-DISH. Call today and start surfing the web at high speed tomorrow. Call Starfire at 776-2215 or 1-800-432-3474 for details.
Want to make a splash in your own backyard? Get a new in-ground swimming pool from The Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's been building pools in the Brazos Valley for over 20 years. And since The Pool Guy's a 1993 Texas A&M graduate with his degree in environmental design, you'll get a perfectly designed swimming pool that's spot on with your concept and your budget. Call The Pool Guy and make a splash in your backyard. The Pool Guy. Call 575-6200. 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
At 7 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. A Georgia mama had her 10-year-old son arrested.
Four?
Her name's Laquita Hill. She's 33, of Columbus, Georgia. Says she found out her son was being disrespectful to his teacher at school. So when she asked the boy why he was misbehaving, he said, because I wanted to and I don't care. Mama called the police. Said they needed to have an intervention. Police showed up, handcuffed the kid. And she took pictures of the arrest and posted them online where they went viral. She explains, I wanted to get him while he's still young and impressionable. Stop it now before it can get worse. Interesting.
I'm surprised she didn't get in trouble.
Yeah, you're right. I don't know why Georgia CPS wasn't already there trying to take the kid away. Yeah, I know. She's trying to parent. You got to hate when that happens.
Well, no different. The lady in Georgia's getting harassed for slapping her kid behind the head. Sure. Going, oh, no, sir.
Yeah, that's it. With American Sniper so popular, it's a given that some network would figure out a way to capitalize on that lifestyle. And the Hollywood Reporter says Cinemax has put together a series called Quarry. It's based on Max Collins' novels about a post-Vietnam
Marine sniper who joins a network of contract killers. So watch for that to happen. Stomp. Have you seen Stomp? It's a pretty good show. It's on Broadway. Well, it's leaving the theater that it was in, the Orpheum Theater. Producers claim that, the lobby is in really bad shape and smells like sewage. A judge went there, agreed, and as a result, they are able to get out of their contract and move to another theater.
Wow.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, it must have smelled pretty bad, all you can say. Benny King passed away on Friday. New York Times says he died of natural causes at the age of 76.
Very sad.
Well, you know, Stand By Me, you know, but he also was a singer, member of the Drifters.
Yep.
He's the guy who sang There Goes My Baby. He also co-wrote This Magic Moment and Save the Last Dance for Me. He left the group in 1960 and had a, I guess the first hit right after that was Spanish Harlem, which was a pretty good size.
Yeah.
And then Stand By Me, and he co-wrote Stand By Me, too, just so you know. And so B.B. King is in hospice care in Las Vegas.
That may be very sad.
That's not good. Anyway, he's on up in years. So anyway, he's had, diabetes for years, and I don't know how much you've been training, but I mean touring lately. But there you go, two of the real great ones, that's for sure. All right, so things you can do with salt. Things you can do with salt.
Make a steak taste better.
Well, you can do that, yeah. But it's a degreaser. If you've got extra heavy, greasy pans, sprinkle with salt and then wipe it with a paper towel. The salt naturally breaks down the grease and cleans the pan a lot faster.
Huh.
Add 1 cup of salt when washing brightly colored clothes. It naturally boosts the colors and makes them vibrant again, it says here.
Really?
Yep. You can clean sink drains by pouring salt down the drain, followed by hot water, which, again, same thing, breaks up the grease and deodorizes the pipes as well.
Hmm.
Wall hole fixer. Repair wall holes with equal parts of salt, cornstarch, and water.
Oh, I believe that.
Yep. Okay, go over nail holes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, but that spackling compound's so cheap. And yep. That stuff's pink and then turns white when you can paint over it, so it's a lot more convenient. So.
Fire same stuff they feed to salmon.
Yes, right, exactly. Keep salt in the kitchen for seasoning. That's smart. But also a box next to the stove. It can extinguish grease fires.
Yeah.
Fire. Ant deterrent. No one likes those infestations. Stop the trails and deter the ants by sprinkling salt in doorways and windowsills.
I was just going to say, it also keeps out bad spirits.
Yes. Very good. If your casserole bubbles over, sprinkle the bottom of your oven with a handful of salt over the spill. It won't smoke, and it will bake into a crust that can be easily cleaned away.
Hey, now.
I like that.
Yeah, and it doesn't smell as bad as that easy off oven cleaner stuff that they've got there. Hello? We have to wait. A cheese life extender. You can extend the life of cheese by wrapping it in a cloth moistened in salt water.
Huh.
And finally, instead of using lemon juice, sprinkle a dusting of salt over fruits to keep them from browning. As long as you don't put too much on there, it actually can accentuate the flavor
of
fruit.
Yes. So, some people like salt with their watermelon.
I can do that. I can do it. Salt on peaches is good.
Blech.
Yeah, a couple of minutes still.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756 or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
Why should you choose Elms Orthodontics? Dr. Troy Elms is great at what he does. Since 1991, he's been creating beautiful smiles. He can take your smile from now to wow using the latest equipment and treatment for children, teens, and adults. Elms Orthodontics also offers the Orthomobile for your student-aged child and convenient payment plans, too. Go to drelms.com and check out our now to wow images. Schedule your appointment, meet our great team, and get one step closer to that beautiful smile. 693-6300.
News Talk 1620 WTAW is about a minute till. In Pennsylvania, not only if you get convicted of a crime there, you have to pay for the court costs as well.
Ooh.
Hugo Selinsky was convicted of murdering a pharmacist and his girlfriend, sentenced to life in prison, where he earns $1 an hour. Better hope for a raise because the judge says he has to pay $140,000 out of the more than $750,000 that it costs the city to try him. I like that concept. That is a that's a good way to go. A man wrote to Pope about his illness, so the Pope called to comfort him. Did you hear about this?
I did.
Pope had to call him back.
Three times. Shut up.
He hung up on the Pope twice.
Wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah. I think that's probably right. Al Capone, convicted of tax evasion, went to prison on this date in 1932. There you go. We're back tomorrow. WTAW, College Station, Brian.